This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Everybody here is out of sight, but they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive.
And welcome back, Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with Martin Kilcoyne. We're broadcasting live from the Enterprise Center as the San Jose Sharks are on the ice. And Martin, with his keen eyesight and his exquisite hockey knowledge, can point out Pavelski and
I can recognize. They're not wearing numbers. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you which one Joe Thornton is, and then I'm going to tell you whether I see Carlson or not, and that may be the extent of it. I mean,
there's no names or numbers. We're a long way away. It's tough to see.
Yeah, we're a long way away. We got a lot of guys in teal and black, okay? They look hungry. They look ready, Frank. You can feel the desperation.
That's right.
From the Sharks all the way up here in the Bomberito Club.
Right, how about this? This just in. So we're talking about the possibility of the Cardinals canceling their game because of the tornado-like conditions. And so I just texted Mike Caruso, and I said, you ought to call Yachty. And Mike responded, he's already texting.
Yes. One of my five for Franks was you role-playing as Yachty or Molina. And how quickly have you talked to the team and said it's not safe tonight? Yeah. I think we need to be indoors tonight.
Don't want to risk it, folks.
1,000%. There was a game earlier, the playoff game during this run, where the Cardinals had a night game. And Brian Bartow, the PR guy for the Cardinals, we were sitting in the offices down there, and he said, I got a text from Caruso yesterday and said, when will you know if it's canceled? How many would want tickets? Because is there any doubt the Cardinals play 162 of these? I bet the city police would say, you know what? If we got a winner going to a Stanley Cup Finals, Blues fans downtown, tornadic activity in the air, wouldn't it be easier on the city to just have one game to focus on?
Absolutely.
And we love the Cardinals. I'm sure their season will end up with a World Series parade, but maybe tonight just shut her down, you know?
You don't think the third worst team in Major League Baseball, the Royals, and the Cardinals, who've won 4 out of 17, is a really appealing prospect to play.
It's the I-70, Frank. It's the I-70 series. Okay,
right.
You throw the records out when these two get together. In fact, we recommend it. So they could do a day-night doubleheader tomorrow. It's a scheduled day game.
I love doubleheaders.
You got a day-night doubleheader, and the Blues players can go to that game tomorrow, riding high, or Thursday. Both teams are off on Thursday, so you could do a game on Wednesday, a game on Thursday. There's a lot of options there, and if you. Listen, this is not about Yachty wanting to go to a hockey game. This is about fan safety,
that's
Frank.
Right.
And Bill DeWitt III wanting to go to the hockey game. Okay, let's stay focused.
Former NFL quarterback Joe Young with us, working for Channel 5.
I always thought that he was better than Rusty Lish and should have been given more opportunity with the Big Red, and I'm disappointed that, well, not that what's happened to you, Joe, because I'm proud of you. I'm just disappointed you didn't get that chance.
Five touchdown passes against Parkway North. Five against Collinsville, four against Parkway North.
Frank, do I look like a cop to you? At some point, and maybe at times?
I can see it.
Okay, I parked near the Stiefel Opera House. It's impossible to park down here. City of St. Louis, figure it out with the Blues. This is maybe our guy who's writing all the nasty emails about the Blues owners.
Oh,
maybe we could get him.
I responded to him, by the way?
Yes, you did. You said, glad to hear you're enjoying the ride. He has the most vicious attacks on Tom Stillman and his partners.
Yeah.
And
calls him the worst words.
Yes. And then we found out in a follow-up, his name's Ed Golderman, and he said he sang the anthem at the 68 NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Anyway,
he did?
That's what the most maybe he took you off the email chain after you said, are you really enjoying, good to see you're enjoying the ride. Maybe he could fix the parking situation. But I'm in this area, and it's over there. There's a park. You sort of have the War Memorial, then a park, and then some street parking. And I'm sitting in the car. I think you were about to interview Pierre McGuire. And I'm scribbling some last-minute notes. And I just see a car, and I may have witnessed a drug deal. It looked like, you know, a handshake that might have had, like they see in the prison movies. It looked like they were handing each other something. And then everybody inside the car and outside the car turned around and just started staring at me. Because I'm just sitting in my car, and they're kind of like eyeing this guy. And I'm like, oh, my God, do I leave?
Wow.
Do I do a citizen's arrest, which, of course, I'm capable of?
You should have. I could have given you my badge.
If I had Frank's badge, they would have. But I will tell you, about 2 minutes
on
later.
On the ground.
Hold on. What would Kojak, what was his great line? Now, he had the lollipop. What would he say?
Well, you tell the DA to stick it. Crack it. Get in here. Kevin Dobson.
They did leave at some point. So the intimidation factor.
Speaking of
there.
Parking, the power of KFNS. So you know how there wasn't any space back here to park. You had to park on the street real far away. But you always drive through there to check. So I'm driving through, and I see like this one spot, and then this gentleman comes. You can't park there. And then he says, I got you. Listen, I listen to you guys every day. Go in there. It's all right. So I parked in the most illegal spot ever. It was great.
Well, he's probably a big fan of Five for Frank. What do you say we do it before Chris Kerber gets here live from Enterprise Center, site of Game 6? Greenville University brings you this.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's Five for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, Frank, this is the biggest game in St. Louis since ..
I think we'd say, well, oh, in St. Louis.
Just
I mean,
in the city of St. Louis.
Would you go to 86 in Game 6?
I mean, the Game 7 with the Hawks was only in the first round, but that was a big night because it was the Hawks and the team hadn't broken through. Is it the biggest since that game? Or you got to go back NLDS with the Cubs and 2015, those were first and second games.
Oh, you're counting
baseball.
Baseball, yeah.
Or just in the city of St. Louis, most anticipated. I mean, that was Cubs cards in the playoffs. That was pretty big.
Yeah, I don't know.
This trumps
both?
This is
bigger than that. Yeah, I think this. We almost have to go back to Game 6 of 2011 World Series.
Yeah. How about the list of players?
Game 7 would be more recent.
Where Kelly Chase was saying have contacted him. Like hearing from Chris,
Jeff Courtnell.
Chris McAlpine is texting him. Mimeso is texting him.
And I'd love to go in that Blues alumni.
He said Blair Atchenham was there the other night. I'm like, I don't know if I would recognize it, but I think it was Solly. Was he number 23, Blair Atchenham?
I don't think so. I'll have to double check.
All right, 27? Doesn't really matter. Okay, Frank, number two. You are an NBC executive. You can slot Milbury or Micheletti. Why wouldn't you always go with Micheletti?
Yeah, especially if it's St. Louis-based. And let's face it. The NBC Sports Network games are probably not getting humongous ratings, and the biggest part of your audience is going to be St. Louis and San Jose. He's not going to offend San Jose, and he's going to really please St. Louis. It makes no sense.
But he's just so good, isn't he?
Oh, gosh, he's awesome.
And your tweet the other day about Mike Milbury, he would win the lottery, and then he would complain that he would have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
I thought about chiming in and saying, yeah, but if he won the lottery, maybe he wouldn't do any of these games anymore. We could move on.
In fact, if Micheletti were doing the game tonight, he's not, correct? It's Milbury?
I don't see Joe Micheletti here.
Yeah.
And I bet you he would be here. What do you got, Solly? Go ahead. Put yourself on.
Well, first off, it is Milbury doing the game. Dan Caesar had that in his column today. And, Martin, you were dead on with Blair Atchenham's number here in St. Louis.
Wow. Canny.
And not only was he 23 here, he was actually wearing number 27 before here when he played four games with Ottawa. So I'm sure you remember that as well.
Oh, my.
Wow.
This is a big night here.
Wow.
All right, so Mike Milbury's doing the game, which would explain why he's not here. Joe Micheletti would be at the skate.
Yeah.
All right, number three.
We requested, by the way, speaking of that, we requested to see if we could air the games on Channel 5 that are on NBC Sports Network. You think we're the same family, but the cable station, NBC Sports Network, holds the same exclusivity rights as one of our stations would be. And we brought it up because we remember an ESPN game, Monday Night Football, where you guys actually got the rights to air that, didn't you? Didn't you air a game?
Now, I know in the old days, like the Sunday night ESPN would be put on local TV, but I think that may have been true that we did that. I don't remember the circumstances.
So you violated some type of law. We're going to have to turn you in.
Actually, the NFL requires that any games that are shown on cable be shown over the air in the participating team's market. So the NFL actually makes a concerted effort, like Major League Baseball used to back in the day, to make sure that if your team is playing in its market, that the game is on local over-the-air TV, meaning like Channel 2, Channel 5, Channel 11, etc.
All right, number three, Frank, you're not going to the game. You don't have tickets. You're a Blues fan. You've been a fan forever, a diehard. Will you, A, watch the game with friends at somebody's house, B, go to a bar, watch it with a big group of people, or C, stay home alone? How would you choose to watch it?
I think I would stay home alone.
As much fun as it would be, and like the watch party the other day looked like a great time here, I think if it's a game that I'm passionate about and I'm nervous about, I think I have to be home alone. I mean, maybe a couple of family members, but that's it. I'd have to cap it. Certain kids couldn't come in. I mean, you have to cap the room at a certain number. Could you go to, like, a friend's house and watch with 20 or 30 people?
Oh, definitely not. I mean, maybe if it was, like, 5 or 6 and you're down in the basement, But this is too big. You've waited too long.
I mean, I'd go to McCormick's house, but he charged $5 for a hot dog. All right, Frank, you are Yadier Molina. Other than calling Mike Caruso, have you contacted anyone with the Cardinals saying, cancel the game?
I've definitely been in contact with executives with the Cardinals. Maybe not to say cancel, but just to find out, hey, what you're thinking. And that's when I got that impression that we may cancel this. That's why I called Caruso and say, let's belly up for some tickets.
I'm telling you, Bill DeWitt III, big hockey fan.
Yeah.
Of course, Strick always says he likes hockey more than baseball. I'm like, well, except he's probably got about a $1 billion franchise staring him in the face.
I don't think I'd agree with that.
I think he'll be here even if they're playing through the rain. What's the worst scenario? Well, I guess a rain delay, at least they could watch the game, right, if you're a player.
You want to be in the building, though.
I think if you have decent weather over the next 2 days, you just cancel it.
So we know that on the team, that Fowler is sat front row. Colton Wong has been here. Yachty, Waino.
I think
Jose Martinez has become a fan.
I think one of his first games was a playoff game, and he said he felt incredible pressure. Now, I think if that game is canceled in time, and I don't know how Mike Caruso is going to cough up a suite at the last second.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, of course, his great services to get us set up here. So he is capable of rolling out the red carpet. But
now, do you know that today there were a few tickets available to purchase for the media? And the purchase price on those tickets today, I have it right in front of me. It was a little steep.
Now, don't say this in case I told my family there's no tickets available, of course.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. But they were in the $300 range.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be other games.
StubHub, it's $194. That's the cheapest price on StubHub.
You know what I tell Carson? We go to a preseason game next year. We can get real close to the glass. It's not televised.
Preseason game against the Flames.
Nobody else will see it.
In fact, I told Monique, I said, because Alex and Dom both have a birthday, I said, why don't we come on? Let's get 4. She just kind of looked at me.
Tonight?
Alex has got more money than you. He doesn't need you to buy tickets.
You're like the Kachucks. Get the kids off the payroll.
That's exactly.
All right, number 5, the most important question I'll ask all day. Who's your pick to click?
All right, I've actually thought about this a little bit today.
I have a blank, and it's based on nothing. I'm going Braden Schenn.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that your guy?
Yes.
And I don't know why. He's a good player who hasn't done much, and it seems like everybody's had a moment here or there.
And also listening to Pierre Maguire, did you know that he has spent like 8 of his 9 years or 8 years with Craig Berube? I didn't know he'd spent that much time with him. And then talking to him today a little bit. Yeah, that's a nice one.
I think there was a player at some point this year, we were all trying to do the Berube profile, and somebody said, I forget which player, said, well, you should probably talk to Schenner because he's been with him the most. And it would be interesting if Berube has changed at all. Probably not much. There was a great soundbite just within the past hour where he was being asked questions by the media, and I'm not sure, probably a Canadian guy, who said, Craig, when did you take the standings down, like the standings board? In the dressing room, and he said, I don't know, did I do that? And they said, you know, and they finally said, I may have done that.
Yeah.
And then they followed up with, well, why'd you do that? And he said, well, it didn't look too good.
I love some of his economy of words. What's the key tonight? Play our game as quickly as possible. That just kind of sums it up. And then he said, I'm really impressed with the fan base. You don't hear a lot about it because I spent most of my time on the East Coast. And I guess people in Philadelphia don't realize what a hockey crazy town we have. But, hey, how about this? And I mentioned this on the opening monologue. If he does win 5 more games, does he immediately, you know, get up there with Whitey and Tony?
Well, you know what we've been doing with all the 99 Warner comparisons? And Jake Allen is sort of Trent Green. Was the starter, isn't anymore. It would be another analogy. We'd have the coach who came from Philly winning the championship. He'd probably be more in the Vermeil camp where not
short
here
period
for,
of time.
Yeah, not here for a long stretch, although that could change.
So your Mount Rushmore of coaches would be pretty easy. It'd be Tony, Whitey, Vermeil, and Berube.
Yeah, Keenan doesn't make the cut.
No. I mean, as great as Red was, he'd have to be under consideration, but somehow I think Tony and Whitey, Red was a better player, obviously, and a legitimate Hall of Famer as a player. So.
No, I like the Philly comparison, and I do think, hearing him talk, that his appreciation for the town has grown quite a bit.
Neither Carlson nor Hurdle has a stall in the visitor's dressing room. Pavelski does.
Well, Carlson was limping around the last time they were here and didn't play much in Game 5. It's interesting how the Sharks are sort of mad at the Blues for some of the hits now.
Oh, please.
And over the years, how many times have the Blues exited and sort of limping home had to kind of bemoan a hit there? That, too bad, okay? It's the playoffs. It happens. And we'll tell them that even if they come up here to the Bomberito Automotive Club at Enterprise Center.
Okay, so no Carlson, no Pavelski, and no Hurdle at the morning skate. And neither Carlson nor Hurdle has a stall in the visitor's dressing room. But, you know, with all that said, how about the fact that...
By the way, if I were the Sharks and they were playing, I would probably do that. I would not post their locker. You know, let everybody think they're not playing. Although every Blues player, we talked about it, injury concern for the Sharks. You don't know who's out there. They said, we don't really care.
Exactly. And
you
know what?
Can't.
They have plenty of great players. If, you know, if the Los Angeles Lakers can win a world championship without Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and if the Golden State Warriors can sweep in their Western Conference final without Kevin Durant, then certainly the San Jose Sharks can win a game tonight without Carlson or Hurdle or Pavelski.
I don't know if Plowsy is on the controls back at the station, but he knows the answer to this. The Sharks could simply line up Joe Thornton, and that will be enough. Clear the ice, one player only, it'll be Joe Thornton.
I mean, when you have a Joe Thornton, you just don't need to worry. Even though you're down 3-2, your team's terrible, and your coach is a little whiny baby, you still have Joe Thornton there, who is the cream of the crop.
Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. It's a collection of stars here. Chuck Marlowe, Andy Strickland, soon Chris Kerber. Game 6 coming up later tonight. And if Frank's family is listening, he could have gotten you tickets.
That's great. Well, they don't listen anyway.
That's what we always say at the auction. When there's a puppy available and people aren't bidding, I say, I'm calling your kids and telling them you could have bought this puppy.
All right, we're going to take a short time out. I think Chris Kerber is going to join us when we come back.